Up next, it's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen. Going to kick off by saying a massive thank you to John Chubb for yet another excellent edition of Phoenix Sports. He's so good, isn't he? Thank you, John. Now you go and enjoy the rest of your weekend. You have absolutely earned it. Thank you so much. And hello, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. If you are a first-time listener, what we do on this show is play songs from the 1970s and the 1980s that just don't get enough airtime. And all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And all of the songs that we do play are from the 1970s and the 1980s that don't get played enough on the radio. Coming up, as always, we'll have the Soppy Softies at 7. I bet you can't wait for those. I know I can't. Got some blinders for you. And in the first half an hour, for your audio delight, we're going to be playing the Power Station, Chris Spedding and Thin Lizzy. But before we get there, come on, turn it up. It's Saturday night and we're going to rock out with a bit of Susie. Yeah, how about that? What a way to open the show. Kicking us off was Suzy Quatro and Too Big. Do you know, that was Suzy Quatro's fifth single release in the UK. She'd already had another number 14 in the form of Daytona Demon. Do you know, I've often mentioned on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers that Suzy Quatro, I don't know if you remember, played the role of Leather in Happy Days. Do you remember that? But she's also done quite a bit of acting, in actual fact. She also appeared in Minder, Dempsey and Makepeace, Absolutely Fabulous, and Midsummer Murders, to name but a few. So, there you go. Then, of course, we just heard The Power Station and Some Like It Hot. The Power Station were a bit of a super group, really, weren't they? They had Robert Palmer on vocals, Andy Taylor and John Taylor from Duran Duran on guitar and bass, respectively. And then there was Chic's Tony Thompson on drums. Some Like It Hot was their debut release in 1985, and of course it reached number 14 and is actually the biggest hit they had. You might remember they also did a cover of T-Rex's Get It On. I can't remember if I mentioned at the top of the show that this week's show is brought to you courtesy of the number 14, because it is Saturday the 14th of October, all of this evening's songs will be number 14 hits because they just don't get enough love and care that they need. Now, do you remember this one?
Take your breath away,
motorbiking. I'm motorbiking. Motorbiking. Motorcycling. Moving on the Queen's Highway, looking like a streak of lightning. Baby, won't you come with me? I'll take you where you want to be. So good to be alive.
Motorbiking. 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 Motorcycling. Moving on the Queen's Highway, looking like a streak of lightning. If you gotta go, go, gotta go. Motorbike riding. Motorbiking. We go. Motorbiking. Moving on the Queen's Highway, looking like a streak of lightning. If you gotta go, go, gotta go, motorbike riding.
Phoenix FM.
They'll insinuate it.
Thin Lizzy and Do Anything You Want To. I have to say the intro, and actually even the outro on that track, is quite Adam and the Ants-esque, isn't it, with those drums? What do you think? Let's have a little listen to the intro on that. That is a bit Adam and the Ants, isn't it? I think so. Anyway, I can hear Adam and the Ants there. Anyway, that was, as I said, Thin Lizzy and Do Anything You Want To. That one reached number 14 back in 1979. So a year earlier than anything the Ants released had charted, I think. This one was taken from their album Black Rose, a Rock Legend. Before that, we heard Chris Spedding and Motorbiking. That was his only release as a solo artist in his own right. It reached number 14 in 1975. He's probably best known as a session musician and played with just about everyone throughout the 1970s, including Joan Armatrading, Brian Ferry and Roxy Music, David Essex, Art Garfunkel, just to name but a few. And rumour has it, not that we're one to listen to rumours, are we? Yes, we are. Rumour has it that he was also one of the Wombles when they performed on Top of the Pop. So how about that? Right, you ready for the punks?
Listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with Mandy Cullen on Phoenix FM.
Terrorist, not all her heritage.
Oh, superb. Two tracks there back to back. The first one was The Skids and Masquerade. This track is taken from their Days in Europe album. And I think we've mentioned before on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers that Stuart Adamson, before Stuart Adamson formed Big Country, he was a founder member of The Skids. Other members included Richard Jobson, who, along with Stuart Adamson, did most of the songwriting. And, of course, there was also Rusty Egan, who, Rusty Egan, in fact, was a very important influential in the new romantic scene of the early 80s. And along with Midjor, was a founder member of Visage. Then we also heard The Stranglers. That was their eighth single. It was Duchess. And it reached number 14 in 1979. And it's taken from their fourth album, The Raven. You ready for another one?
Phoenix 98 FM.
I'm leaving on the 5 train. Don't ask me when I'm coming back again. I reckon it's only a matter of time before the law kick in the door. Mother, I'm running out of change, but I had to phone to let you know. Trying to stop me, stop me, stop me.
A tune, isn't it? That was Spear of Destiny and Never Take Me Alive. It is by far their biggest hit and their only single that managed to break into the top 20, which it did in 1987, of course reaching number 14. I actually saw them live in 1987 at Wembley Stadium. They were supporting U2 along with the Pretenders. It was actually quite the lineup. It's a baking hot day. It was an absolutely brilliant day out. Before that, we heard Tonight and Drummer Man. Here, some local boys there, hailing from just down the road in Southend-on-Sea. That one reached number 14 in 1978. They did have a follow-up single later that year called Money, That's Your Problem, but sadly that one didn't get anywhere near the charts, peaking at 66. And as far as I know, they never released anything else. You're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Cullen. It is Saturday, the 14th of October, and because it's the 14th of the month, we are focusing on number 14 hits. If you've just tuned in and you're a first-time listener, what we do on the show is play songs from the 1970s and the 1980s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And, of course, all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff. And speaking of the good stuff, are you ready for some more? It's the Smiths.
Shyness is nice, and shyness can stop you from doing all the things in life you'd like to. Shyness is nice, and shyness can stop you from doing all the things in life you'd like to. So if there's something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Coyness is nice, and coyness can stop you
from saying all the things in life you'd like to. So if there's something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no. How could I? Spending warm summer days indoors, writing frightening verse to a book-tube girl in Luxembourg. Ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me. Because if it's not love, then it's the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb that will bring us together. Nature is a language, can't you read? Nature is a language, can't you read? So ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me. Because if it's not love, then it's the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb that will bring us together. If it's not love, then it's the bomb. Then it's the bomb that will bring us together. So ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me. Oh, da 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 da.
Sweet.
was Susie and the Banshees and their cover of This Wheel's on Fire. That song was written by Bob Dylan and Rick Danko back in 1967, but it wasn't released until 1975 when it was included on the album The Basement Tapes by Bob Dylan and the band. Before that, in 1968, it had been covered by Julie Driscoll and Brian Auger and The Trinity, who took it to number five in the charts. Then in 1987, 20 years after it had been written, Susie and the Banshees covered it for the All Covers album Through the Looking Glass. And legend has it that at the time Susie and the Banshees covered it, they didn't realise it had been written by Bob Dylan and Rick Danko. They just really liked the Julie Driscoll version. And of course, it was used as a theme tune for Absolutely Fabulous, wasn't it? Although I got it in my mind that I think Adrian Edmondson sang it, did he? I might have got that wrong. Before that, we heard The Smiths and Ask. That one was released in 1986 and became their fifth top 20 hit. Kirsty MacColl is actually on backing vocals on that track. Steve Lillywhite was the mixing engineer on the record, and he was, of course, married to Kirsty MacColl at the time. Do you know, I think we've been a little bit heavy on the geezers so far, haven't we? So I think we need some pleasers and cheesers, don't we? Just to redress the balance a little bit. Here's Gilbert O'Sullivan to kick us off. O'Sullivan, I don't love you, but I think I like you. That sounds like something Dick Emery would say, wasn't it? Appropriately, this was Gilbert O'Sullivan's 14th single release, and of course you know that it reached number 14. The year it got to number 14 was 1975, and apparently he now lives in Jersey. Right, here come the girls.
Thank you.
Donna Summer. And Unconditional Love. That one reached number 14 in 1983. And if you have a very keen ear, which I am sure that you do, because you're a discerning listener, because you've tuned in to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, then you would have heard Musical Youth also playing on the track, although they are uncredited. Donna Summer co-wrote that track, and it's taken from her LP, She Works Hard for the Money. Before that, we heard In Private by Mary Isabel Catherine Bernadette O'Brien, to give her her full birth name, just in case you're heading off to a pub quiz later, or Dusty Springfield, as me and you know her. Anyway, that one was released right at the end of our decades in December 1989, and naturally it peaked at number 14 in the charts. It is, of course, a track which she released with the Pet Shop Boys and was written by Neil Tennant and Chris Lowe, who do make up the Pet Shop Boys, of course. It did make it to the top 10 in Belgium, Netherlands, Sweden and West Germany. I am going to crack on because I've got a couple of tracks I want to squeeze in before we get to the Soppy Softies at 7.
Days or more, and it's my head. and the TV's always on but my side. I can't get enough to turn it on, not even if I tried. Not even if I tried. For some strange reason I got out of my bed, walked across the room, looked in the mirror. What did I see? I saw the devil, he was looking at me. I've been 3,000 miles or more and I still ain't got too far. And the radio's always on by my side. I can't get enough to turn it up now, even if I try. For some strange reason I pulled over to the side. I started thinking about you. Looked in my mirror, what did I see? I saw the devil creeping up on me.